One of the biggest successes in Iraq since the American invasion is the resumption of Iraqi crude oil exports. Sabotage and looting caused several months of delays, and problems remain. But Iraq is now pumping out more than 2 million barrels of oil a day. That exceeds pre-war levels, and it earns Iraq more than $1 billion a month. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Baghdad.
These days, Shamki Faraj is in a good mood.
It's fantastic, you know. It's really, you feel you are back again.
In the 5 months since he took over Iraq's state oil marketing organization, Faraj has watched the export of Iraqi crude oil climb above pre-war levels.
Right now, we are maintaining a steady flow of oil and a steady flow of income for the economy. So we're doing good, you know. We are hoping to achieve more because we need it. Let's face it, the economy needs a lot of money.
By year's end, Iraqi officials estimate the country will earn more than $15 billion from the sale of crude oil. The American advisor to Iraq's oil ministry, Mike Stinson, says this money will go directly into a U.S.-administered fund in New York to pay for Iraq's costly reconstruction.
All of the funds are used 100% to fund infrastructure investments, investments in oil, investments in the electric power industry, investments to create border guards and the new Iraqi army, the police forces.
From the beginning, the U.S. occupation was supposed to pay for itself, principally through the sale of Iraqi oil. But a campaign of sabotage by insurgents in northern Iraq shut down pipelines to neighboring Turkey, effectively paralyzing half of Iraq's export capacity. Over the past 6 months, Iraqi and American officials succeeded in sending almost all the oil out through much better protected facilities in the south, on the Persian Gulf. But as exports have gone up, so has the domestic demand for fuel. Since the war, Iraqis have imported more than 500,000 new cars that now regularly clog roads and highways. This has created fuel shortages, especially since production of gas and diesel has dropped at Iraq's three main refineries. So for the first time, a country with some of the world's biggest oil deposits has begun trucking in more than 40% of its gasoline from neighbors like Turkey, Jordan, and Kuwait. Again, the American senior oil ministry advisor, Mike Stinson.
There are thousands of trucks involved, and each one has a driver, of course. Our coalition military has escorted every one of these convoys, and the convoys can extend literally to hundreds of trucks, maybe as much as 4 or 5 miles long.
In addition to manpower, these imports cost plenty. The oil ministry estimates it will spend more than $2 billion on refined fuel this year. One solution, which would also help cut down on fuel smuggling, would be to raise the heavily subsidized price of gasoline, which in Iraq is cheaper than water. But Stinson warns a price hike could trigger riots.
These kind of decisions cannot be taken lightly because, as you've probably seen in other places around the world, when abrupt changes occur in subsidized prices, then civil unrest can follow.
Critics within the Iraqi oil ministry want the U.S. to focus less on costly imports and more on building new refineries, like this one near the southern city of Basra. But building a new refinery would be a multi-year, multi-billion-dollar project. In the meantime, the campaign of sabotage continues. This week, insurgents blew up an oil well in northern Iraq, and over the last month, they struck a pipeline in the relatively calm south. But this month, Iraq's oil ministry scored a small victory when it secretly reopened the pipeline to Turkey and quietly shipped $170 million worth of crude past the insurgents. Again, Shamki Faraj.
They normally do it in secret, you know. They resume pumping without telling us until some quantities are there, you know, because of, you know, the situation.
Within 2 weeks, however, insurgents found out, attacked, and once again shut down the pipeline. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.